To those who are called, sanctified in God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, our great physician. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Amen. The word of God for our meditation this morning comes from Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 13, taking place as Jesus returns to Capernaum after delivering his famous Sermon on the Mount. We read, "When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.' And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I will, be clean.' And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, 'See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a proof to them.' When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, 'Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly.' And he said to him, 'I will come and heal him.' But the centurion replied, 'Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and for I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it.' When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, 'Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.' And to the centurion, Jesus said, 'Go, let it be done for you as you have believed.' And the servant was healed at that very moment." This is the word of our Lord. May he bless our study of it. Pandemic. What a dreadful word. It combines two Greek words, pan, meaning all, and demos, meaning people. So in other words, a pandemic is a disease that reaches all people, everywhere. It is a worldwide phenomenon. The COVID pandemic of 2020 may come to recent mind, or maybe you recall from a history class the Spanish flu of the early 1900s, which ravaged across ancient Europe, or 100 years ago Europe, I should say. Or maybe you remember the Black Plague, more simply known as the Black Death, which killed even more. In our text today, we learned about two individuals who were also suffering from various diseases and ailments. One was a Jewish leper cast out by his people. The other was a Roman servant despised by the Jews. Two very different people from two very different backgrounds. But for both of them, their situations seemed hopeless. At that time, no cure for leprosy had been discovered, and God had even commanded in the law of Moses that those who were infected with leprosy were required to live in quarantine communities outside of the city gates so as not to spread their disease to others. Even as they walked down the road, they were required to loudly announce, "Unclean! Unclean!" to ensure that none would come within even a few feet of them. In a similar sense, the centurion and his servant were separated as well. They were Gentiles, despised by the Jews, who viewed them as outsiders. And also as Gentiles, they had been formerly separated from the revelation of the gospel in their unbelief. But now, through the working of the Holy Spirit, they have come to know the true promised Messiah and the saving work he would bring about. Like the leper and the suffering servant, we have also been separated. Not in a physical sense, but spiritually. Originally, mankind was created to be in perfect union with God. Imagine what that would have been like. But now, an unscalable chasm has been carved between us and him. Yes, we too are infected with a disease, but it is far worse than any kind of leprosy, paralysis, or plague. This disease is, of course, our sin. Isaiah 59, verse 2, "But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." God clearly laid out his righteous law for us in his word, but we have failed to keep even a single commandment. We are not only infected by our sin, but we are addicted to it. Isaiah 53, verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray, but we have turned every one to his own way." We have no choice but to cry out with the lepers, "Unclean, unclean." And yet, our text reveals to us that both the leper and the centurion had another thing in common. They had hope. Now, this word hope is different from how we use it in modern-day speech as mere wishful thinking. Rather, this word for hope means sure confidence and faith in the saving work of Jesus. Romans 15, verse 4, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Now, what is that encouragement found in the Scriptures? Well, it's the saving word of the gospel. That good news that Jesus is the cure we've been searching for. He is the antidote, medicine, and physician all in one. While the rest of the world suffered from an inherited pandemic of sin, Jesus was the only one free of this disease, not containing any corruption whatsoever. He is perfect. Being both true God and true man, he alone had the ability to do no evil, break no commandment, and commit no sin. He revealed in his word that he alone is the cure for us. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So in coming to earth, Jesus became our compassionate Savior. He saw our lost, rebellious condition, and our sin disease was more evident to him than the decay of leprosy. Thus, he fulfilled the law perfectly, living free of our lost condition when we never could, and then willingly going so far as to die for us and take our whole infection of sin upon himself. When we failed to love him, he never stopped loving us. Therefore, we too may join with the leper and the centurion in humbly saying, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof." And, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." The men asked for healing, and Jesus lovingly granted it, manifesting his glory and restoring them to complete health. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." The fact that Matthew records these events one after the other shows Jesus' unconditional love to save all people, no matter Jew, like the leper, or Gentile, like the centurion, his servant, and you and me. In Christ, there is no distinction between people, for all who believe on his name will be saved, cured entirely from their sin. Ephesians 2:13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We have been given that same faith as well, along with all believers of all time. I tell you, many will come from the east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. We need not fear the danger of the outer darkness, nor of any weeping or gnashing of teeth, for we have become a part of Christ's kingdom. Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." Blessed be our Savior, who endured all to become the cure for us. It is because of his grace that we are healed from our sicknesses, sorrows, guilt, imperfections, and yes, our sin. Let us rejoice that we will join people from every tribe, language, tongue, nation, and era, because we have been given a new life with him who loves us unconditionally, always. So may we ever be thankful as we look ahead to that blessed day that the Lord and the blessed hope that the Lord has prepared for us in his heavenly kingdom, where we will need no more cure because we have been made well through our Savior, our great physician, Jesus Christ. Amen. We now join in singing hymn 524, verses 1 and 2.